Yeah, I do, but before we get there, I want to take us to Proverbs chapter 2 for just another. I want to add on to this thought of the word in our life. And there's some verses here in Proverbs. He says this, chapter 2, verse 1. He says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search her for as for hidden treasures, then," here's the result, "then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." You'll start to live a godly life, is what he's saying. Yeah, to put it in our, to go along with our study. And I just outline this. He says, if you accept my words or receive my words, there's teachability. Am I teachable? Brother Grant Steidle used to say, every Christian needs to be fat. Faithful, available, and teachable. Fat. Okay? And here he's saying to us that, am I teachable? If you receive my words, that's the first point. And then if you are intent to obey, if you store up my commands, are you intending on obeying God's word? Some people say, well, I know that's what the word says, but right now, he's so cute. I know he's an unbeliever, but oh, you just don't understand, I can win him to the Lord. What does the word of God say? The word of God says not to be unequally yoked. Are you intent on obeying the word of God? That's a challenge for us. Okay? Then the next thing, he says, apply your heart. There's the mental discipline that is needed. And we're definitely going to come back to that in a minute. Call out and cry aloud. That's that prayerful dependence that we were talking about. And the result, of course, or there's one more. Search for hidden treasures. And that's diligent perseverance in the Word. Keeping the Word. And so I just want to suggest that as we move in, the third thing, we'll be getting to the third thing tomorrow in our thoughts. But the third point for today, it's not part of the triangle, but it's just a point that we want to cover, is very quickly, what are some of the things that hinder us from living a godly life? And I don't mean to leave us on a negative thought, but we're going to leave us on a negative thought. What are some of the things? Because we need to know. Because we're not ignorant of his devices, right? We have a tremendous foe. But greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. But what are some of the deterrents?
One of them that immediately came to mind, even early, and I was just waiting for the opportunity to lay this out, is... And we've been talking about mental. We've been talking about the mind. We've been talking about what we think and where we spend our mind time. And I'm very conscious of mind time and, you know, very conscious of how wasteful I spend in mind time. But one of the big hindrances is conformity to the world. Right? Romans 12. Conformity to the world is going to be a hindrance from this pursuit. And it's interesting, in Romans 12, it's be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's starting to think a whole different way. Mm-hmm. It's about looking at everything that we encounter in life and saying, God, what's the way that you want me to think about this? The culture tells me to think about this particular subject a different way. Yeah. Now, my mind says, Lord, I want you to show me how I should think about this particular subject. In fact, some of the other subjects towards the end of the week are exactly along that line. Is that how is it that God wants me to think about relationships? How is it that God wants me to think about money? It's conformity to this world is a deterrent. It's going to derail us. It says concerning Hymenaeus, having loved this present world. Conformity to the world.
Demas
has forsaken me, having loved this present world. And it's very easy, because we live in this world, and we rub shoulders with the world, and the world is constantly thrown at us, And it takes this same kind of exercise to discipline ourselves, to ask ourselves whenever something is before us and we see our companions or our equals, our colleagues, our the people we work with, the people we go to school with, pursuing it one way, first thing that we have to do is say in our minds, how would God want me to pursue this particular thing?
Can anyone think very quickly, put it to ask you, of scripture that might help us in this line?
The word of the flesh.
Okay, 1 John 2. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Okay, good. I was thinking of, just to speed this up a little bit, forgive us for this, but we want to get done. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. There's a verse there that I think is very pertinent to what we're talking about. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we need to start with verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for the pulling down of strongholds. And then he says, and this is the verse I was thinking of, for the casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And this is the thought, the bringing every thought. Now, Mark brought out conformity to the world by the renewing of our mind. But I also want to suggest that one of the deterrents, one of the hindrances from living a godly life, and I hope you're ready to be challenged because this challenges me, is our thought life. Our thought life. What you think when nobody else can look in here and see this. What do you think when you see something? What do you think? What goes on? And he says, I want to bring every thought into captivity. And the question is, how do we do that? Well, I would suggest that one of the ways, and maybe you have some ideas, one of the ways we can bring every thought into captivity is recognize it for what it is, confess it immediately. Don't linger on it, but confess it immediately. But bring every thought into captivity. Now that's a challenge for us. Yeah.